everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy May 1st. Happy May 1st. It's the fifth month of the year. Happy May 1st. Today's topic from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is letting happiness in. And the quote is from John Barrymore. Happiness often sneaks in through a door you didn't know you left open. I like that. How many times have you like thought, oh my gosh, the door's left open, and then this really nice, you know, breeze comes through? Love that. Happiness often sneaks in a door through a door you didn't know you left open. Here's what Linda has to say. We think we know what makes us happy. Watching a favorite television show, going out with a longtime friend, tending our garden. Not surprisingly, we try to make time for the things that bring us happiness. If we keep ourselves open to it, however, we may find happiness in surprising ways. Can doing the dishes make us happy? Think about the warm water and the soap suds. Okay, right there. Think about the warm water and the soap suds. You know what comes to my mind? Little kids playing in the sink and grabbing the sprayer. Have you ever done that to somebody? Yes, it's awfully fun. The quiet time at the sink. While we go over the day's events in our minds, the satisfaction of seeing a pile of dirty dishes change to a neatly stacked set of clean dishes ready for their next use. Don't they have to get dried first? Oh my gosh, I hope I make you guys laugh, right? Okay. Yes, letting in happiness. Can we? I think it's possible. I think it's possible to find happiness in surprising ways. Like, okay, I'm going to give a shout out to one of our PTSD and Beyond members, folding clothes. How can we find happiness in folding clothes? You want to know what? Folding the clothes can be very meditative. It can't be. That process of, you know, folding it, smelling the wonderful clean laundry, then putting everything away, seeing everything, all the towels stacked really nicely. I actually like that. I actually like to see my towels, you know, they're, how do you guys fold your towel? Do you fold it in half, or do you like roll it, or do you fold it in thirds? I fold my towels in thirds, and I like to have them stacked with the, the rolled end facing me instead of the open end. The open ends in the back and the rolled ends in the, you know, facing me, and how they stack up. It just looks so much like a spa. I just love it. But yes, I find happiness in that. What about a clean office? Happiness in that. What about a clean car? Not saying that everything has to be clean is happy, but where can we find happiness? Happiness can be happen in surprising ways. You can be driving out in, you know, someplace, and that whole experience of driving can be happy. You can have happiness in any place in unexpected ways. Here's the affirmation for the day. I will allow happiness to come to me in ways I least expect. Let's talk about this from a mental health perspective, especially in a lived experience. So many times, happiness and being happy, was difficult because, you know, people would do things just to steal the joy. Letting happiness back into our life and embracing it, as well as being aware of those happy moments, you know, that's part of the healing journey. It's not all difficult. It's not always, you know, strenuous. There are moments. And once you have one moment of happiness on this journey, more moments grow. More moments grow. And especially this time of year, they're actually in any time of the year, whether, yes, I know in Minnesota, we've had a rough winter, is an underestimation. But by, I got to tell you guys, it was gorgeous. As much as how many feet of snow we got. And yes, sometimes I'd post on social media like, oh my gosh, should I go outside right now and take pictures? Yeah. Yes. It was just stunning. Just stunning. I can't even describe how beautiful it was to see the snowfall. It just absolutely gorgeous. And sometimes it looked like, you know, somebody was taking like one of those fine sieves and it was just, you know, powder sugar flying everywhere. It was so fine. And then other times it was heavy and yes, you could draw in it and make snowmen and yeah, have some really amazing snowballs, that's for sure. But where can we find the happiness? And when we continue to experience one happy moment and another moment of happiness and another moment of happiness, those moments stay with us and it keeps growing inside of us, which is wonderful because then it helps offset things like cortisol production, anxiety, depression, sadness, nervousness. We can tend to our garden of letting happiness in. We can tend to our garden of letting happiness in. And we can experience it in ways that we least expect. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Letting in happiness. Being happy. Expecting happiness. And ways that you least expect. Because you want to know why? We're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.